Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure. 21 years ago, I met one of the coolest dudes that I've ever met before, and someone who's done an amazing job of building an idea that everybody should want. I mean, if he was in the automobile business and everybody bought his automobile, like they've glommed on to his idea about networking, he'd be ruling the world. He's the founder and the chairman of Business Network International. Yeah, that's right, BNI. He's the author of, I don't know, 300-400 books that have sold over a billion copies across the galaxy. His new one is called Infinite Giving, The Seven Principles of Giver's Gain, which is awesome. He's our good friend Ivan. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you very much, Jim. It's always great to be on your show.
Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, that guy. Hey, Ivan, you and I have been talking about giver's gain. I quote you all the time. I talk about the law of reciprocity and your idea of giver's gain all the time. I've been trying to do for a while now is instill the concept of civility in people.
Right.
You know, we're not going to get back to Ozzie and Harriet days in America, which I think we can do if we first don't launch civility, if we don't expect civility from each other. And one of the ways to foster civility is through generosity, isn't it?
Yeah, generosity and gratitude, which is one of the seven principles in the book.
Yeah.
Having gratitude. And the thing is, it's the idea of gratitude is not New Age psychobabble. It's science.
Yeah. Tell us about the science.
Behind it. Well, Harvard Medical School recently reported that they've done multiple studies showing that people who express gratitude are more optimistic and feel better about themselves. Templeton Foundation conducted studies that showed an attitude of gratitude can actually have a positive and lasting impact on the brain, positive brain.
You get endorphins. It creates endorphins, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. As a matter of fact, UC Berkeley found from MRI scans that sending gratitude letters to people, and they did a double-blind study, it actually triggered responses in the medial prefrontal cortex, the same kind of response that nicotine, drugs, and alcohol has. In other words, when gratitude proven to be a healthy way of getting high, which is just hysterical. There are reports from Yale, the Claremont Graduate University, all showing that gratitude, it's not psychobabble. It's science, that there's hard science behind the power of gratitude.
But you say infinite giving. You know, infinite giving sounds like you want me to open up my checkbook and give all my money away. What does infinite giving mean?
So if you follow the seven principles of giver's gain, that you are practicing infinite giving. Now, infinite giving doesn't mean that you have to be an infinite victim. There are boundaries. But as long as you are giving to the right people, to the people who are there to help you, support you, the people who need your help, the people who are in your room. We've talked about my book, Who's in Your Room.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you're giving from your saucer and not your cup.
Yeah.
Meaning, well, as your life overflows, you should be giving from that saucer.
What a great metaphor. And the thing is, you don't have to take the host down. Because one of my mentors, one of my heroes, talks about blessing others, being a blessing to others, and he's specifically talking about writing checks. He's talking about blessing others with financial help, people who need it. And you can't, if you have the ability to generate that kind of saucer help, you don't benefit people a year from now if the cup gets broken.
No, you don't. You don't. And what I'm talking about is giving, you know, you can give your time, your talent, or your treasure.
Yeah.
Any type of giving. You know, when I started my career, I wasn't making a lot of money. And I didn't have money to give.
Yeah.
I mean, I gave some, but I gave time. I gave my talent. You know, I volunteered for
But you very quickly, I want to out you to the folks. I want to out Ivan here. I happen to know that you started a foundation very early on when you didn't have that many nickels to rub together. And that foundation has been helping people a long time. I happen to know about that. So tell us what that foundation is. Tell us the name of it.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back with Ivan Meisner after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.